I can hear the chariots rumble. I can see the marching throng and the flurry of God's trumpet spells the end of sin and wrong. Regal robes are now unloaded, heaven's friends stand all in place. Heaven's choir is now assembled. They start to sing amazing praise. Oh, the King is coming. The King is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding. And now it makes my feet. Oh, the King is coming. The King is coming.
Just a couple of minutes here, we're going to serve communion. We encourage you to partake that body that was broken upon that cross, that blood that was shed for the remission of our sin. Just seems like in a day and a time where we get so many challenges that having the opportunity to come into God's house and to thank Him for what He has done for us brings strength. It brings joy. And here today, we've seen and heard so many answers to prayer. Yesterday, we were up in the area, John's birthday yesterday, and I think y'all went down here and ate and had just celebration time. And that's right. John, did she get you a birthday card? Good. There was once a wife who was looking for a birthday card for a husband. And she found one that caught her eye, and it said, "You are the answer to my prayers." And you opened it up and it said, "You're not exactly what I prayed for, but obviously, you are the answer." Jesus was not the answer that the people had prayed for. Jews for thousands of years had prayed that God would send someone To be a great king that would overcome all of their foes would simply allow them to be no longer under bondage. But Jesus showed up as a little baby. And he spent his life teaching about love, never having offended, never having committed a sin, the only perfect individual has ever been upon the face of this earth. And then God in his wisdom said, "This son that I have sent to you, he will die upon a cross." Today, we celebrate Easter. And already it's been a joyous morning, has it not? Everybody taking part, the musicians, Miss Ruby, all you folks that, I tell you, some of y'all just look good. You really do. I look at you and go, well, I guess you can look that good if you really try, you know? But today, we celebrate the greatest morning that has ever been. Can you imagine running to that tomb, that stone rolled away? Everything, these people had been with him for 3 years. They'd heard him teach. They'd seen him perform miracles. But then everything seemed to be lost. But joy comes in the morning. And I know you got stuff that you're struggling with. I know you got challenges out there. I know you got, you got things that just, You know, they're hard for me to understand because I'm not in your shoes. People tell me stuff I forget. A gentleman told me one time, he says, everyone has a photographic memory. He said, "Charlie, you're one of the ones that just, you don't have any film." Amen. But I'm here to tell you. Amen. I'm here to tell you that joy comes in the morning. In my life, I've had some of the greatest mornings ever. I've had Sunday mornings where there was homemade biscuits and onion hash, and I got to watch Those Academy Award movies like Abbott and Costello and Laurel and Hardy on a little television that had about five channels, one that you actually walked over and turned that knob to change those channels. I've had fantastic mornings. I've had joy in my life. But I'm here to tell you there was nothing like the joy of that morning. Because that morning, Christ overcame death. He is risen. Now say it with me. He is risen indeed. He is risen. He is risen indeed. And that's the reason that we're here today.
Lord.